This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmakerplatform.com.
Howdy, friend. This is Rough Draft, your daily dose of essential web writing advice. I am Damian Farnworth, your host, your muse, your digital recluse, and the chief content writer for Copyblogger Media. And thank you for sharing the next few minutes of your life with me. So here we are in episode 33, the episode on dialogue. And you might be wondering why. In a podcast on web writing and in a particular series of episodes about on-page tricks to capturing and keeping the reader's attention, why we are talking about dialogue? Well, simple. People like to read dialogue. We gravitate to the words on the page that are surrounded by quotation marks, those speech marks, because we know that two humans are about interact, and we're drawn to that drama. As Alice said in Alice in Wonderland, what is the use of a book without pictures or conversations? The same holds true for online copy. We want our pictures. We want our conversations. Now, we've dealt with the pictures in a previous episode. Today, we are going to cover the conversations. So why do we love conversations? Like I just said, one reason is, well, at least we hope, there will be some drama in it. But there's another reason. As Chuck Wendig puts it, dialogue is easy like Sunday morning. Our eyes, now this is Chuck Wendig speaking, our eyes flow over dialogue like butter on the hood of a hot car. This is true when reading fiction. This is true when reading scripts. What does this tell you? It tells you you should be using a lot of dialogue. Thank you, Chuck. But dialogue also builds tension, allows you, the writer, to show instead of tell, allows you, the writer, to reveal things about a person you wouldn't be able to say without dialogue. And of course, dialogue adds white space, that lovely silence which helps us frame the perfect story. But there are rules behind using dialogue, and while dialogue is easy, it's also easy to screw up. So let's tackle those rules. One, keep your dialogue tags simple. Nothing fancy. He said, she said will do. Of course, you might find yourself using those words 40 times and think, gee whiz, this is boring, but your reader won't. And if you must absolutely have variety, he replied or she answered will do. Otherwise, you confuse the reader with too many dialogue tags. Two, know how to control speed with dialogue. Long sentences and speech slow down the pace, so if you need to slow things down, use longer sentences. Short sentences pick up the pace. Quick, back and forth, one, two, three word responses creates a driving, forward, moving sensation. Three, master the dialogue information dump.
Ha ha, he said dump, ha ha.
Dialogue is a great place to share information. It's a great place to describe something that happened in the past or might happen or should happen in the future, but you ruin the usefulness of dialogue by letting one character drone on. Instead, it's a tennis match. Question, answer, question, answer, back and forth. There is rhythm, a pulse. Four, put your dialogue in a scene. Paint a picture. Where are we? On the side of the road outside a small Arizona town with the sun about to set in the desert? In a capsule orbiting the Earth, your oxygen levels shrinking by the minute, under a club where the best punk band is tearing the place apart, paint the picture. 5, start in the middle of the conversation. You will bore your readers to tears if you start your dialogue at the beginning, at the hellos, the small talks. Just cut to the meaty stuff. Get to the crux of the conversation, the drama, the wreckage, and then leave abruptly. Let me warn you, this is an art. It does take some skill, so be patient with yourself. 6, honor dialogue punctuation. Each new speaker gets his own line. Know the difference between a single and double speech mark and when to use either. And don't forget, punctuation should be inside the speech marks. Now, if you were a fiction writer or screenwriter, you would need to know a lot more about dialogue, like avoiding on-the-nose dialogue or using subtext and subterfuge to create suspense and tension. But these 6 rules will serve you well, will serve the exceptional writer well. But if you are interested in learning more about writing dialogue, check out the show notes. There will be a number of resources to help you along the way. And don't forget, if you want these rules on paper, check out the transcript of the show. Copy, paste, print, voila. You now have these rules on your wall. And so, until next time, happy dialoguing, friend.